Today we were lucky enough to speak with Reva Love, a member of the Immigration Rights Coalition on the Central Coast. The Immigration Rights Coalition is an organization with members of the Brown Berets, the Santa Cruz Anti-Imperialist League, the International Socialist Organization, and the Resource Center for Nonviolence. The organization was formed in response to Operation Return to Sender.
Today, about 200 people gathered in Watsonville, California, on the Central Coast. We gathered to support immigrants in our communities and protest the what used to be illegal raids that the INS, now called ICE Unit, Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, actually perpetrated on our communities on September 7th and 8th.
Operation Return to Sender was initiated by ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, a branch of the Department of Homeland Security and formerly known as INS. Since late May, Operation Return to Sender has spurred raids across the country which have taken 2,400 people from their homes. These raids happened in Santa Cruz on September 7th and 8th. By September 10th, out of the 107 people that were taken in the raids, 44 had already been deported without access to immigration judges or lawyers. The estimates now of the deported people from the Santa Cruz area are up to 90 people out of 107. We asked Reva Love about what she thinks has motivated these recent attacks on our community.
Well, I think it's a political maneuver because enforcement is something that the voting public and like regular Joe taxpayer can see. The middle class doesn't have much interaction with government, really. I mean, they don't need any kind of government assistance. They have health care usually through their jobs. They don't need food stamps. They, may or may not pay their parking tickets or speeding tickets on time. I mean, middle class has that kind of money to pay a $150 speeding ticket if you get one while you're commuting to work. So I feel like the middle class and the upper middle class especially is not really connected with government in any way other than law enforcement, like the fire or the police department or ambulance. So in order for the middle and upper class voters to really see, for them, proof that the government is working for them is to keep their shit safe. And the way to keep their shit safe is to like arrest people that they think are a threat to them. So I think that politicians and Minutemen and people that are just generally xenophobes and afraid of, you know, people that aren't white being here or running things, patriots as they like to call themselves, they like create this hysteria in people and make us think that, you know, illegal or undocumented workers are bad and scary and dangerous. So then they get all kinds of funding in Congress to, you know, outfit everybody with Ford Explorers and, you know, Hummers if you're the National Guard, and, you know, all kinds of SWAT gear and trainings and home invasion trainings that are similar to like what the, I guess, probably worldwide standard procedure for breaking down somebody's door at this point. Like the same tactics they used in South Africa, the same tactics they used in Palestine, and then the same tactics that they used, you know, in Watsonville. And that's what they're doing. So people, you know, can see that. They see the headline the next day that people were deported. And then you feel some of us or some people would feel safer if they see that. So I think that's what's motivating, you know, this like very aggressive, violent thing. And the reason they're doing it in the middle of the night is if they did do it in the middle of the day and the people had to see the abuse and the, you know, violations of human rights and the terror that these people really are inflicted with, you know, then people's hearts would turn, and they really, middle and upper class voters, really don't want that to happen. You know, that's fucking immoral to do that to people. So doing it in the middle of the night spares middle and upper class America from seeing it, but then it allows them to, you know, feel safe, and then it supports the politicians who are making them feel safer. So it's all really calculated to kind of like fuck with people to like just into, you know, maintaining this system and, you know, keeping the status quo. I think it's a warning, and I think it's like preparation. You know, when there's like millions of immigrants in the streets, and then the next month they start building, or right around the time that millions of immigrants are planning on getting in the streets, they're building like prisons to hold 40,000 immigrants. You know, they're not jails, they're not prisons, they're detention centers. When those are funded immediately after, I think that this, it's all a part of the response to the movement, and the movement was inspired by HR 4437, you know, so maybe it's all been planned. It's just another way to create a, you know, a slave class. And really, I think that a lot of like the, I mean, it's the construction industrial complex, you know? Yeah. What was really cool today in Watsonville was that, half the people there weren't even from Watsonville. Like all these people came to show their solidarity and be ready and, you know, organize and represent their organization. That was beautiful. We took a lot of names today, and we've continued, and we've been taking names and emails of people and collecting them, for over a week now. And, we will continue organizing through this week and contacting people and getting the word out. You know, the papers will all have stories about the protest today. And I think they'll be positive in our favor. I mean, I definitely spoke to one reporter who was just like, thought it was so powerful and moving, and that's good stuff. You know, when the corporate media is moved, and that will come out in the paper like that, I'm sure. Yeah, we started a Migra hotline, and that'll be set up so that people can call and check in and see where the last Migra sightings are and can leave messages of, you know, experiences. And we'll have a support network of people that can get back to people. And also, you know, it'll just be a way to keep in touch of like what the community needs, or, it's an anonymous hotline that people can call. So that's going on. And then this Saturday, we're having an educational forum, with one of our comrades from New York named Immortal Technique.